Hi, welcome to your staff file checklist for nonprofits. In this short video, we're going to look at the building block end of contract. And the building block end of contract looks like this on your checklist. And you have been able to download the checklist where you're watching this video. So you probably recognize also the three elements that are part of this building block. So the overall theme of this building block is, of course, how to say goodbye to your employee when they are leaving your organization. First of all, you might like to draw up a reference for them. You might like to write a short letter that they can present to any future employers, in which you describe their strong points and how you have worked with them and what actually was the work that they have done at your organization. Then, of course, you might also like to make sure that you have all your end of contract arrangements set up properly, which includes like the return of the key or the key card that they have received from you, return of the equipment that they have used and for which they have signed the user agreement that we looked at in one of the other building blocks, and so on and so forth. So there are all sorts of end of contract arrangements that you need to take care of, which is actually a checklist in and of themselves, including the return of certain items, but also the payout of unused leave days, perhaps, and so on. And then, of course, what you also need to have on file is their resignation letter, if they are the ones that wanted to end the relationship because they wanted to move to another job, or maybe they wanted to focus full time on pursuing an education, for example. But also, if you are the one who took the initiative by terminating or not renewing an agreement or by dismissing them, then you must also keep that on file for future reference. So these are the things that you need to have in place for your staff file to be complete on this building block. And of course, if you are looking at a termination that is initiated by you, and we're not going to look into the legal differences between termination and dismissal, but if the end of contract is initiated by you, you might need to have, in addition to the letter in which you inform your employee about the end of the contract, you might also need to have certain other documents in place in order to back up the reasons that you are referring to in your termination letter. Yeah, those other documents might originate from the performance assessment building block, where you have been keeping track of how your employee is performing and where you have been keeping track also of warnings that you have handed out and so on. So this is just to highlight that in case you want to, you are the one who wants to end the employment relation with the employee, you might need more than just a letter in which you inform them about this. You might also need to have other documentation to back up your letter in case your employee will dispute it or will bring a lawyer in to dispute it on their behalf. So here is where the checks that you need to do, especially in case you are the one who is going to terminate the agreement or end the relationship with your employee. You need to make sure that you are aware of the recent regulations and law that applies to you on in the case of termination. So you need to make sure that you are following the law in that respect. You might want to consult with a lawyer in order to make sure that you understand everything correctly, and that the lawyer can then also help you check that you are acting in line with the law. You need to make sure that you have a complete file. Well, if you have your staff file complete and if you have been doing all your performance assessments properly and documented them properly, then that shouldn't be a problem. But I have to warn you that it usually is. This is usually one of the most difficult things to have complete, because this is an area where there's a lot of disagreement sometimes, or where time is interfering and you aren't taking enough time to make sure that you are doing all the performance assessments, or that you have the reports of them ready in time, or that you are following up on them in the right moment. So this is where oftentimes ending a contract becomes a very a difficult process, and something that most employers are not looking forward to, even not taking into consideration, of course, the human side of this, but just the admin and bureaucracy side of it makes people dread this part of the staff file checklist. So this is something that if you have been going through all the other building blocks properly, then it shouldn't be a problem, but usually it is sort of a challenge, and you need to make sure that you know all the steps and consequences before you start with your process to end the employment relation with your employee. Yeah, so you need to know exactly what are the steps that you need to take and what are the consequences in case you don't take them or don't take them timely. So for this, I would really recommend that you consult with a lawyer, because they will be able to tell you as well the exact status of the law in the moment that you are coming to this step. Yeah, so they are able to tell you what the law requires you to do, and what are the terms for that and the conditions for that. So yeah, what to do? Well, do your checks, hire that lawyer, or hire a lawyer at least for one consultation to make sure that you are very clear on the process and the steps and the consequences of following or not following the steps. Make sure that you have your cover sheet and that you tick off the information that you have. Check also for end of contract arrangements whether you need to do any payouts in addition to any additional agreement, but the regular payouts that you need to do, and make sure that you have proper arrangements in place, and maybe make a checklist for that based on this overall staff file completeness checklist. So here we are at the end of the building block end of contract. Well done you. I do hope that this building block will be something that you only need to tick off in the case one of your employees decides to leave the organization and to move somewhere else, in which case I would say it's very important to make sure that you have all the proper arrangements in place, but the key focus should be on making sure that this is an amicable end of the relations. And you might say that is quite normal if it's the employee who takes the initiative, but I have to say that in my experience in nonprofits, sometimes if a person wants to leave, this is perceived as something negative, that they're leaving the family, that they're leaving the close-knit group. So I would like you to invite you to make sure that this is a positive thing, because it's a good thing that people are leaving, and that you have a chance of getting new people in, and that you also have a chance of having people with whom you have good relations working in other organizations, or maybe even in another sector. Yeah, so this is broadening your network. This is widening the circle of friends that you have, and it's an opportunity for growth of your organization. So make sure that you treat any resignation letter in that from that perspective, in as a positive thing that is not only positive for the person, but also positive for you and for your relation with that person. So yeah, well done you. You are here, and yeah, good luck with making sure that this part of your staff file is also complete, correct, and up to date. And let me know in case you have any questions about this building block, or any of the elements of this building block. I'm really happy to hear from you, and looking forward actually to hearing your stories about using the checklist and this building block in particular.